Master Scheduling Performance. Here we discuss how to measure and control performance for the master scheduling process, including key performance indicators, KPIs to use, problem indicators, red flags to look out for, and the role of policy and procedure. KPIs for master scheduling. Measurements are the feedback loop to both performance and improvement in general. The master production schedule, MPS, is one of the most important processes in manufacturing planning and control, and therefore it should be subject to robust measurements to drive performance and improvement. Two main performance measurements related to master scheduling from a supply-side perspective are customer service, on-time delivery, and the aggregate production plan, achievement of the plan approved through sales and operations planning. From a revenue plan perspective, sales and marketing will also be held accountable for meeting the sales plan. High levels of customer satisfaction generally are a good indicator of successful master scheduling. It is important to focus on the factors that contribute to excellent master scheduling performance and eventually the excellent service that customers experience. These factors also influence how well master scheduling supports the business plan in terms of revenue and inventory goals. The following is a select list of key performance indicators that ultimately define customer service and satisfaction. The measures are in four groups and focus on internal performance, external impact on customers, and financial performance. MPS aggregate performance, variance of the sum of MPS from the production plan by product family, detail by product family to facilitate identification of problem areas, variance of rough cut capacity planning from the resource plan at the S and OP level, variance of the master schedule from the financial plan or budget, MPS stability. Percentage of MPS orders that change, percentage of orders passed due, MPS lead time, percentage of planned orders that violate time fence rules, reduction in customer lead times over a period of time, MPS execution, percentage of perfect orders, line item fill rate percentage, problem indicators. Knowing what can go wrong in master scheduling helps to establish a system of performance improvements and measures. This category addresses symptoms of chronic or emerging problems that should be detected because they raise red flags. Once detected, they need to be corrected. A representative list could include the following. Unreliable delivery promises. These create credibility problems among customers. Causes include unrealistic delivery promises and poor communication between sales and master scheduling. Persistent past due orders. Past due orders are a symptom of overloaded master production schedules and inadequate capacity planning. Excess inventory. Excess inventory can result from inaccurate forecasts, but it could instead indicate that the master scheduler does not have a good handle on a changing business, for example, poor or non-existent S and OP faulty assumptions. High rate of schedule changes. These are symptomatic of the absence of time fence policies and poor anticipation of customer needs. Top management intervention. Top management intervention is a sign of a lack of master scheduling discipline and undermines the schedule. It is important to note that these problems might not be fully attributable to master scheduling. Schedule execution issues also contribute to master scheduling problems. Key policies and procedures. Key policies and procedures are important in setting performance expectations. The following are some of the more significant ones. The role of the master scheduler is clearly defined, and his or her decision-making authority is clearly understood. The role of master scheduling in disaggregating the production plan is clearly understood and carried out. Senior management has a collaborative approach to solving scheduling conflicts among production, sales and marketing, finance, and the master scheduler. Time fences are used to manage changes to the master schedule, especially to control the number of schedule changes. This translates to stable component schedules and adherence to order promise dates. Lot size, safety stock, lead time, forecast consumption, forecast revisions, control of the master production schedule using firm planned orders, and other planning procedures are clearly defined and updated. Rough cut capacity planning and advanced planning and scheduling procedures are in place.